What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are closed. We're keeping them closed because we got a lot of stuff to cover here. And earlier in the show, first hour, we reported there's a new poll out now that has Donald Trump's approval rating below the worst that Barack Obama ever had. Newsweek, on the other hand, has come on out with an article saying that Trump's approval rating will get a boost from the Syria strike. So they're still pouring on the bovine excrement as hard as they can, trying to prove that they're still in control of what you, the American people, are thinking. And I think they're finding out, no, they aren't. They're just going to throw more lies out there because that's what they do. But the reality here is, for whatever reason, Donald Trump is now more of a warmonger than Barack Obama was. So any day now, we can expect him to get the Nobel Peace Prize. We now have to ask the question, who's really in charge of this nation? We have clearly lost the government that is described in that Constitution between the rigged elections, the monetary power, the lobbying, and the rest of it. And there's an article that came out of Russia today asking if the United States is actually being run by the intelligence community and are they unhinged and out of control? To which I would say yes, yes, and yes. Another article from The Real News: is Trump going to commit the next great American catastrophe in Syria? He just did. The U.S. government has wanted Assad out for going on 6 years. They went on in screaming, he's abusing his own people. That fell apart. Oh, we're only there to get ISIS and Al-Qaeda. That didn't work. So now they're back to, Assad is gassing his own people. If at first you don't succeed, lie again, because those American people, they're all morons and idiots, and they don't think about what's going on. They're distracted with Kim Kardashian and all the rest of that. Syria used to be a beautiful country. Now we have over 500,000 Syrian people are dead. Half the population is displaced, many of them now in Europe. They're under constant aerial bombardment. So is Iraq. The U.S. committed a major atrocity in Mosul. 200 civilians were killed. Yeah, no big deal. None of this has the approval of the Security Council. None of this has a congressional declaration of war. Now, they may be backing off. The White House may have realized they definitely bit off more than they could chew with regard to the American people. Because now they're coming out saying that their policy on Syria has not changed. This was a one-off attack to punish for the gas chemical weapon attack. And will not be repeated. No more attacks are coming. Of course, they say that all the time. The damage is done. Not just to Syria, but to America's the U.S. government's reputation and image around the world. It's like I said in hour number one. Every other world leader now sees the U.S. government as dangerous, as rogue. Just make up some kind of a fictional lie and attack. Take them over. Israel is still out there trying to claim that Assad has built chemical weapons factories all over Syria. And that Assad wants to gas the Jewish people. The lies are just getting bigger and bigger and more absurd. There's no proof for any of it, and the attitude seems to be, if you're demanding proof, well, you're not being a patriotic, loyal American. How dare you demand we prove anything to you? We're the government. You just believe what we tell you. No, not after being lied to as many times as we've been lied to by this government. Now, Putin called, understandably, for an emergency UN Security Council meeting over Trump's act of aggression. Of course, the U.S. having a veto at the Security Council, nothing will be done. They'll scream at each other for a while, and nothing will be done, one way or the other. Now, Nikki Haley demanded that the Security Council resolution be public, televised, in order to try and shame Assad's defenders in full public view. And apparently, Nikki Haley has gone so far overboard that the Russian ambassador to the United Nations has formally complained about Nikki Haley's constant stream of insults toward Russia and Putin. There's supposed to be a certain amount of decorum at the Security Council. It's not supposed to look like the British Parliament. Meanwhile, we need to remember all those troops and weapons parked along the border with Russia. And apparently hundreds of British battle tanks have joined in, arriving in Estonia. I don't think they're all over there to work on their suntans. Very clearly, somebody wants an outright war with Russia, and we are going to lose it. And Russia is a nuclear power. We're going to do a little shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, do you remember the Cuban Missile Crisis? A little bit of history there. The U.S. put nuclear missiles in Turkey aimed at Russia. Russia responded by putting nuclear missiles in Cuba. And the situation escalated and got within a hair's breadth of a nuclear exchange. And it didn't happen because Kennedy and Khrushchev were convinced that the other party did not really want to use nuclear weapons. And so finally, they made an arrangement. They made a deal. And they calmed things down. We have a different situation today where every other leader of a nuclear power sees the U.S. as being very willing to use nuclear weapons because of just how reckless and irresponsible they're behaving right now. And because the United States is the only nation that ever has actually used nuclear weapons of mass destruction on the civilians of another country. There won't be that pause on the button. There'll be Khrushchev had to fight off huge amounts of pressure from his hardliners saying, launch now, launch now. Kennedy's going to launch. We have to strike first. Putin will get exactly the same thing, and he will not be in a position to say, I don't think Trump really wants to turn that key. Or use the card, or however it is they trigger those things off. Donald Trump just made, well, and again, it's not just Donald Trump. The American war hawk cabal has just made this world a much more dangerous place. They're practically guaranteeing that if there is a new world war, and it seems to have already started, that it will go nuclear. We ended World War II with nuclear weapons. We could start World War III with nuclear weapons. Now, here's a very interesting little story. Apparently, over in Poland, at a border town with Ukraine, two Ukrainian women were arrested for trying to smuggle in. Is, did Poland just foil a coming false flag shoot down of a passenger plane to be blamed on somebody? Because Poland has lots of anti-aircraft weapons. They don't need to have any smuggled in from Ukraine. So there's something very funny going on over there. Been another terror attack, this in Stockholm, Sweden. Truck has rammed into people in the street. And they're considering it a possible terrorist attack. So, Sweden, how's that open borders idea working out for you? Now that you're the rape capital of the world and soon to be the terror capital of the world. Meanwhile, going on back down to Israel, Netanyahu is out there screaming that Israel needs a buffer zone against Iran and Hezbollah on Syria's borders with Israel and Jordan. Now, what he's really talking about is he wants the UN to agree to carve off a big chunk of Syria and make it Israel's buffer zone. It's the same tactic they use to erode the Palestinian land. They'll say, we need a buffer zone, a security zone, and they'll take the land, then they'll build on it, settlements and stuff. And then they'll say, oh, we need a new buffer zone, and they go and grab some more. And they're trying to do that because what Netanyahu really wants is permanent ownership of the oil and gas under the Golan. They're already drilling it out and harvesting it and selling it, but it's still technically Syria's property. and Israel covets it. The Israeli media are pointing to the cruise missile attack on Syria and saying it's revenge for Syria daring to shoot down Israel's plane that was bombing them. Amazing. Now, a little bit of good news. As you know, Nunes was forced to step down from leadership of the Russia investigation because he was hit with some obviously politically timed ethics charges that he needs to deal with, supposedly over his what is claimed to be inappropriate communications with the White House. The good news is Trey Gowdy is taking over. And that is a very, very good thing, because Trey Gowdy knows that this Trump-Russia alliance thing was nonsense. And obviously, following the cruise missile attack and how the U.S. and Russia are now glaring at each other, making stink face, obviously Trump is not an ally of Putin. So that was never true either. Now, getting on to Obamagate, because we are not letting that one go, no matter how many innocent people are blown up by the deep state around the world. Fox News is saying the surveillance on Donald Trump, carried out by the intelligence agencies and apparently directed by, in part by Susan Rice and CIA Director Brennan, was running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And now we have a leak coming out from a retired CIA officer saying that, yes, Susan Rice was using the information provided by the CIA for political gains. Former officer of the CIA, Scott Eulinger, revealed that Susan Rice did abuse her power and should be investigated. Others are going an even step further. Senator Ron Johnson is out there saying, what we do know about Susan Rice is you cannot believe what she says, a description that fits pretty much everybody inside the Beltway. And Representative Ron DeSantis is saying it's time for criminal charges against Susan Rice. And he's correct about that as well. And we're not going to let the wars distract us from the problems with our own country, because the corruption in our federal government is why we are hovering at the edge of World War III. Now, a little bit of victory for Donald Trump. The Senate finally approved Gorsuch for the Supreme Court after all that Sturm und Drang and all that theater about the nuclear option, filibusters and everything. Gorsuch is now going to the Supreme Court, and we once again will have 9 Supreme Court justices, no ties, no deadlocks, and the Supreme Court can get some business done. Apparently, things are cooling between Great Britain and Spain regarding Gibraltar, and they're talking about basically sharing it now, where the sovereignty of Gibraltar will be split between Spain and Britain. And so hopefully that's going to calm down, and we will not see a war between Britain and Spain here. Now, speaking of war, we're going to talk about the economic news here a little bit. Do you remember that harebrained oil price war that was started to try and wreck Russia's economy? And it did harm Russia's economy a little bit because they're an oil and gas exporter, but Russia's economy was far more resilient and far more self-reliant than expected, and much of the damage from that oil price war actually backflashed onto other oil-producing nations such as Venezuela, and we know what they're going through right now. Fracking companies here in the U.S. were driven out of business by collapsing oil prices. It drove Saudi Arabia into having to issue their first government bonds in decades to pay their bills, and they're still dealing with that economic fallout. Canada's oil industry got hurt. So having failed miserably before, well, let's just do it again and hope for a better outcome. So we're looking at this article coming out of oilprice.com about a new oil price war coming out of between Saudi Arabia versus Russia. And what's going to complicate that is the news that came out the other day that Iraq is ready to go rogue on OPEC and increase production by the end of the year. Now, we've been talking about how the Westinghouse nuclear unit has been forced into bankruptcy. And apparently the ramifications are rather serious because those utilities that use the Westinghouse reactors are now cut off from support. And there were some power stations that were approved for construction that were going to use the Westinghouse reactor. Now they got to pull back, retool, and shop for something else. So there's a domino effect coming out of that one. Now, apparently, and this is reported by Bloomberg, White House economic advisor Gary Cohn dropped a bombshell at a meeting on Capitol Hill yesterday, saying that there is congressional support on both sides of the aisle for bringing back Glass-Steagall to basically split commercial banks off from everything else. And they should have done that long ago. They should have kept Glass-Steagall. But because Citigroup violated Glass-Steagall, rather than tell Citigroup, no, you can't merge with Travelers, they just repealed Glass-Steagall. And that opened the door to all the abuses we saw in 2008. And so they're going to reinstate Glass-Steagall, which was another one of Trump's campaign promises. But the damage has already been done. Yes, this will curb future abuses until some future politician says, oh, we don't need Glass-Steagall. Wall Street can regulate itself and all will be hunky-dory. We seem to get that every two or three decades. Okay, we're going to go ahead and open the phone lines here for the rest of this hour. 800-313-9443. Apparently up in Chicago, the Immigrations and Customs Enforcement raided a home occupied by legal immigrants, legal citizens. They've owned the home for decades, and they walked on in and they shot the homeowner. And ICE is claiming he had a gun, and the family is saying he doesn't even own a gun. And they opened fire on the homeowner. There were children, babies sleeping nearby, and they just hauled off and started shooting. That's not going to look very, very good. And I think two things need to happen. I think that anybody in any branch of law enforcement who is authorized to carry a firearm should not be allowed to be on prescription antidepressants. Step one. Step two is we need to change the training of these armed individuals to get back to de-escalation of a confrontation rather than escalation to somebody's death or injury. Now, up in Seattle, a sanctuary city, apparently the mayor of Seattle has been accused of child molestation, statutory rape. Apparently, he was having sex with underage boys who were addicted to crack cocaine, and he would pay them $10 every time. So it was voluntary on the part of the kids, but they're underage. That makes it statutory rape. What is it about political power that draws these very, very sick individuals? That's what I want to know. So, all right, let's talk a little bit about human-caused global warming. I just got a reader email from up in Toronto, Canada. They're getting snowed on. And apparently, climatologists who are not on Al Gore's payroll are saying we will not see any warming on planet Earth until 2100. Canada, by the way, set snow records this last winter. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay, unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And in another indicator that the U.S. government realizes they may have overstepped, the Pentagon is now saying that they want to continue the communication with Russia regarding flight safety over Syria. They do not want to get into any conflict between American and Russian assets. I don't think Russia's going to agree to that. In fact, they're saying they're cutting off that communications hotline with the Pentagon as of tomorrow. Now, remember where I mentioned earlier in the show how the White House had come on out and said our policy towards Syria has not changed, and this was a one-off attack in retaliation for the chemical weapon attack by Assad on his own people, blah, 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 blah. Now, apparently, over at the United Nations, Nikki Haley is saying, yes, there will be more attacks on Syria.
Russian President Vladimir.
And let me turn that down. That was... So, I mean, they're not even keeping their story straight. Let's take some phone calls. Brendan in San Francisco, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
So much going on, Mike. As you always say, there's usually more than one agenda at work, and you took some of my steam with the Obamagate noticed that's kind of dropped out of the headlines for the most part, but
not around here.
The other part was the Israeli jet being shot down last week from the same base that the attack occurred. But what I've seen from Steve Pajenik was he's saying that this was more a message to Korea than anything else. What I'd like to emphasize is let's see how the left treats Trump from this point forward. It looks like he's their new hero, I guess. And, you know, Trump is, the longer he's in office, we're finding some compromising things. For example, the Border Patrol agents feel like they've been betrayed because Trump has appointed the former head, Kevin McLean, which he was the guy implementing all the open border stuff. So we really need to keep an eye on that. And Gorsuch is a CFR member, and it looks like Trump really has surrounded himself with a bunch of CFR folks.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're right about that. As far as the message for North Korea is concerned, they're going to get the wrong one. The fact that the U.S. just created this story out of whole cloth about Assad gassing his own people for the third time is sending a message to North Korea and everybody else that the U.S. is capable of making up some kind of a fairy tale and then attacking you on that basis without any warning. And if anything, this is going to harden North Korea's resolve to retain and enlarge its nuclear arsenal and its ballistic missiles.
Right. Listen, I think the message also that may be sent is that, look, Trump isn't in control and we are crazy. We will fly off the handle. It's so suspect because it's almost like they want Trump to look bad with the no evidence and no Security Council. Even Trump could have said, okay, Congress, you have to authorize this. He could have pushed back on this. This guy looks like he's been totally compromised, and that's the most disheartening thing of all, is that we fought so hard to get this guy in there, and now it just looks like they're throwing it in our face that, yeah, ha-ha, vote all you want. You have no control.
Yeah, well, that's certainly the message Americans are getting right now, no question about it.
Well, listen, I want to make a point that people need to start thinking about their tax dollars and where they're being spent. And if we can somehow manage to take control of where our tax dollars are being wasted, maybe that's our last resort, is that we have to take our tax revenue back and direct it back to the country. I mean, this is a free-for-all from what I can see.
It is a free-for-all. And again, it goes back to this idea, the conventional wisdom that we have inside of Washington, D.C., that without a new world war, our nation will collapse because we don't have any manufacturing that anybody wants to buy. Nobody wants our GMO agriculture. And nations are starting to refuse to use the U.S. dollar for cross-border trade and banking. Brendan, got to let you go. Got to do another commercial break here. We'll be right back with more phone calls.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, pardon me, and aloha America, welcome back to our show. Our web server is under heavy attack again, and it's not just me. Apparently, Syrian media websites suffered a massive denial of service attack. Their IT experts traced it back to the United States. Deep state, the establishment, whatever you want to call them, they are absolutely desperately panicked that the American people are not believing the lies anymore. And, you know, they're behaving like children. They're behaving like spoiled children. This all is fair. We're the government. We don't have to play by the rules. Morality and ethics, those are for the weak people here. Reminds me of that line from the first Harry Potter movie. There's no such thing as right and wrong. There's simply power and those too weak to seek it. All right, we're going to take a few more phone calls here. Mike in Kentucky, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Posted, I think, on your Facebook page a screenshot of what that computer's internet security section looked like the other day. It had this little disclaimer on the bottom. It said, no content was available, and it had a little disclaimer on the bottom. It said something like all the material could be shared and was not under fair use or something. I showed it to somebody, and they said, oh, that's obviously a fake page. But anyway, I was able to go around and get that to load. But you're
we're under attack. We've had something like 30 attacks just this morning. And we're in the middle of another one right now. The site is unfortunately unreachable.
Well, I had a relative, a distant relative, join Facebook recently, and they were encountering a bunch of the shenanigans with when they went back and looked at their posts, things were being misspelled, and I tried to explain it as it possible, you know, compression errors or forward error correction problems, but I was looking for the Joint Special Operations University manual on blogs and information warfare, and I stumbled across the Drain the Swamp. Have you ever seen that one? Joint Special Operations.
It's
like the Trump campaign PSYOP manual or something. it's about Morocco, but you know, it's talking about the linkages between urban conditions and domestic terrorist groups, and how to deal with the social and physical needs of that population to preempt social unrest and a potential for support of extremist groups. So, but that's called Beyond Draining the Swamp. The Joint Special Operations Manual from 2006. I saw that in the title, and I'm just like, you know, it's almost like his campaign was sort of code words for people that would get that, you know. That what Trump is about, a steam valve to preempt the unrest that was about to occur in America, if Hillary was elected? But increasingly over the years, I've noticed that there is a cultural, estrangement between people of flyover country seen by urbanites as hicks. So
yes.
I see that as a good... That might be a way to draw battle lines for a civil war between flyover country that supported Trump and the urbanites, you know, in the east and left coast. That, you know, people talk about how would the civil war happen if they could get one going.
Well, I think if you discard all the labels, all civil wars come down to it's an internal revolution. Where the government just oppresses the people too much and the people start fighting back. And the government, those people who become very wealthy and powerful under the patronage of the government will go along with the government's side. And I hate to see a civil war in this country. The wrong people always get killed and those sorts of things. But this nation's obviously heading for a crisis, either a civil war, a world war, or an absolute collapse of the federal government. And obviously, I would favor that third option because the fewest people would die in that process. The best thing that we can hope for right now is that the federal government collapsed the way the former Soviet Union did. And we're seeing indications that this is going to happen.
I'm reading the from a lot of people that the national debt, there's no way the U.S. can mathematically default on the national debt because they could cancel it.
Well, they have defaulted in the past, and they could cancel the debt as well. Frankly, Congress still has the authority to revoke the charter of the Federal Reserve anytime they want, but the Federal Reserve and Wall Street in general basically pour huge amounts of money into political campaigns
You pointed that out in the All Wars Are Bankers' Wars thing.
Yes.
They can buy back the stock of the Federal Reserve if they wanted to and cancel that out.
They could at any time. But the problem was once they found ways to allow corporations to donate unlimited amounts of money to politicians, we became a corporatocracy, or in other words, fascist government.
Free speech for the corporate citizens, but not the natural persons.
Yep.
Hey, I'll let you go.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we're going to go to Rick in Arizona. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, what's on my mind is I saw that Russian drone video of the Air Force base in Syria and the 59 cruise missiles and one pothole. I don't think they did anything to this Air Force base. It's going to take a daring raid. With B-52s and an advance of dogfighters to even get near this thing. This thing is the B-52s would have been shot down.
The B-52s would have been shot down. The cruise missile's designed to be a deep penetration weapon, but 37
but they didn't
of them
do nothing to it. You can see 30, the video. That thing looked like nothing hit it.
37 missed the target completely. Nobody even knows where they went. The U.S. may have killed more civilians with those missiles in Syria, Iraq, and Iran than supposedly died in that gas attack.
Yeah, I mean, you can't penetrate. If you want to knock out this Air Force base, you got a big problem. That's all I can say. All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I just had a conversation with my sister and brother talking about this, who both voted for Hillary, and they're excoriating Obama. I mean, excuse me, Trump for, you know, making this attack on Syria. And I agree. I think it was awful, horrible. I feel completely betrayed. But I said to them, you should love this. I feel betrayed. I voted for what Trump said he wouldn't do, which is go into Syria. You know, tweak Russians' nose needlessly. But you guys, that's exactly what you voted for with Hillary. You should feel vindicated and ecstatic about this. What's amazing me, Mike, is the people who are coming out and cheering, like Pelosi and Schumer and all the corporate media who are now applauding him, who are just trying to impeach him just the other day. And now, because it's for Israel, and, you know, we're ready to get that buffer zone for Israel now, and they're willing to let us go head-to-head with the Russians in order to do it. Now it's okay, and Trump's okay, and he's really come up big. It just drives me nuts. Just drives me nuts.
It does me too. But you know, now that Donald Trump is being a good little boy for the War Hawks, they all love him.
You know, Mike, I want to point out something. The other day, you guys were talking about how the BDS movement and how corporations are now being penalized with not being able to do business with the government at any level, you know, state, federal, local, whatever, if they try to participate in the BDS movement. And I just want to point out that didn't Citizens United, the heinous Citizens United, give them the rights of people to do whatever they wanted?
Well, you're absolutely right. There's a valid argument right there that boycotting these companies for supporting BDS is a violation of their First Amendment rights. And the whole point of Citizens United was to say that corporations do have a right to freedom of speech. And you're right. That is actually a legal argument that could be taken into court.
Except for Israel, Mike. This for Israel, guys.
No question.
Wouldn't even be in Syria without them.
Yep. All righty. Well, listen, we're going to let you go here, and we're running out of time, so we're going to take a few more phone calls, then we're going to close the lines when Claire gets in here. Steve from Victoria, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. No, I'm just phoning in regard to the question you asked earlier. Why does these banks do the sick thing they do, like child abuse, all that? It's all about life-sustaining energy, like when you live and breathe lies like the way they do, and a lot of them, they know it's a lie. So thinking like that, they're not generating any life-sustaining energy. Henceforth, they have to get it from kids, where they're still pure.
I don't think that really has anything to do with it. I think it's partly the thrill of doing something so vile and getting away with it. It's a statement of power to be able to do that. Anyway, listen, Steve, we're going to let you go here and switch over to James in Charlotte. James, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You got another caller that's going nuts about what I've been hearing. I'm going to tell you something. I would not be surprised to see Donald Trump's approval rating go up, at least in the short term. I was up quite late into the wee hours last night catching up on some office work, and I listened to a number of different stations that had call-ins, And I kind of kept track of the call-ins, and there was well more than half, I would say probably two-thirds or more, that approved of the Syria strike.
Well,
and
listen,
there were some
on,
that were just
on,
absolutely
hang on,
panic over
hang on,
it.
Hang on. Part of the propaganda going through the corporate media is they literally will have people who are paid to call into the shows to push the agenda. It's called grassroots lobbying. And it's a service that's offered by public relations firms where they'll have people post comments on blogs or call into talk radio shows and push a given agenda, or at least try and make them look silly or otherwise distort the issues under discussion here. Anyway, James, we're going to let you go and go to Jesse in Ohio. Aloha, Jesse. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I just heard you say a little bit ago that Sweden was leading for number one in rape.
Yes.
And I started thinking, if we're told that America has a rape culture, Mike, I think this is cultural appropriation. And I think liberals need to get on that. We need to stop all that rape. That's only for us here, right?
Well, the cultural appropriation, you're absolutely correct, because in the past, the generally accepted behavior has been that when you go to another country, you will integrate into that culture. You will speak that language. You will follow their laws and so forth and so on. But with this push toward globalism, they're trying to blur all the cultures together. We even have U.S. public schools teaching Islam to American kids at taxpayer expense. They're trying to just get everybody confused so we don't have a solid sense of our own identity, because people who've got a strong sense of who they are, where they came from, what their history is, they're much harder to manipulate than people who are just confused about who they are, what their culture should be, what restroom to use. And that's what's behind all of this attempt to erase our history, get rid of the Confederate flag, tell students who are wearing red, white, and blue that they're being racist and they're committing microaggressions against the illegal immigrants and all this other nonsense.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Well, that was all.
All right, well, we're going to switch over to Jeff in Montana. Aloha, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking the call. I'm one of the people of the school of thought that we're really being run by the military, that there was a white hat military coup, and Trump is their front guy. And he lost me back when I saw the cabinet selection go down, and now he said he will never let us down. I think he's let us down tremendously. I don't understand what part of thou shalt not kill he doesn't understand.
Well, again, looking at the short amount of time between when he said Assad can stay and the attack on Syria, to me, that doesn't show Donald Trump having a rethink. That shows to me that, yeah, Donald Trump was given an ultimatum. And again, what I'm getting from my sources is the congressional leadership went to Trump and said, the war agenda is going to continue no matter what you do. If you do not respond to this gas attack by going along with the cruise missile strike, we will impeach you for failure to protect our national interests or whatever else they're going to come up with. And with all the Democrats and half the Republicans who are war hawks, they've got the votes to impeach him. And so basically they said, you can't do a thing to stop the war. All you can do is decide if you're going to continue to be the president or not. And I obviously
Why didn't he dump it back in Congress's lap and make them make the decision to do it, as he should have done?
Because they were rushing this thing. It was a rush job because they understood people were not buying this. Assad gassed his own people. And the longer they waited, the greater opposition around the world was going to build that, you know, you can't make this statement without some kind of evidence. And now, of course, the lies are coming thick and fast. Assad had some of Saddam's missing nukes. They had to be destroyed. Russia directly participated in the chemical attack. They're just flinging as much pasta against the wall as they can and hoping some of it's going to stick, but none of it is.
On some of the other talk shows today, the theory here is that Trump actually made a masterful chess move, that airbase contained weapons that were agreed upon to be destroyed, and him and the Russians made the decision to take up the retired Tomahawk missiles and clean out the inventory all in one step. Let's Trump look strong. Nobody really got killed. They didn't even pit the runway. at that base, and now he can go negotiate with China, Korea, and Russia with strength.
Again, I don't see that being the message that went out. The rest of the world did not get a message of strength. They got a message of reckless aggression and poorly considered thought. It's one thing if there's a real enemy and a real attack that Trump acts decisively against. But remember, we weren't attacked. No Americans were killed in Syria in that Idlib gas attack. No sovereign American territory was attacked, invaded, or destroyed. Everybody knows the Assad gassing story was a hoax anyway, and that has created an image of Donald Trump as being out of control and reckless, and the U.S. government and military with him. And that's going to make it much harder to get other nations to pull back on their defense military spending, including nuclear. Anyway, we got to take a break for commercials. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to grab a couple more phone calls before the top of the hour. Chris in Portland. Aloha, what is on your mind today?
Hello, Mike?
Yes, you're on the air. Hello? I think we just lost him here. Let's move to Mike in Maryland. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, great show as always. Thank you for taking my call. Have you heard the Alex Jones / InfoWars take on the bombing of the Syrian base?
No, I have not.
Okay, basically they're saying that they're doing Assad a big favor because they're destroying the base where the chemical weapons were kept. And so if another chemical attack occurs, then they can't blame Assad for it anymore because we destroyed their chemical weapons at that base. Now, have you ever heard anything more ridiculous than that?
Not by a wide margin here, because if you blow up chemical weapons, they're going to go out and they're going to kill somebody. But you know what? They're trying to resell this story. They know people are not buying this, and so they're trying to embellish it. I was just watching on Fox. They're responding to Russia's statement that this cruise missile attack had to be planned a long time in advance by saying, "Well, we always have these plans ready to go. We always have these emergency plans ready, and we put them into effect." And so they're already reactive. They're on the defensive on this thing, and they're coming up with all this nonsense about Russia directly taking part in it. Now, a little bit of good news. Apparently, Russia and the U.S. have agreed to retain that deal to keep Russian and American aircraft away from each other and avoid the conflict. But I don't know how long that's going to hold together, because the U.S. government has just demonstrated they are back to their original agenda of getting rid of Bashar al-Assad.
Well, and it's not just the bombing of the base. It's the fact that Trump has surrounded himself with neocons, CFR members, and a bunch of backstabbers, and his cabinet appointees that could potentially do some good. They're all falling like dominoes. They're either recusing themselves or dropping out or losing their cabinet post.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting a good view of the deep state right now. And remember what we've always said around here: the fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force them to act like one, where everybody can see it and everybody is watching how the systemic problems with the federal government are even able to constrain and control a president.
I'm just about ready to throw Trump under the bus. I'm just so disappointed.
It's not just Trump, okay? We all wish Trump had been stronger. It's the government as a whole. And as we keep learning, every 4 years, just changing the president isn't going to change anything else. We have to change the government itself, hopefully by a Soviet Union-style collapse.
Yeah, but he could be doing more anyway. But yeah, maybe a collapse might be the best thing to happen. Thank you.
At this point, I would tend to agree with you. We're going to grab a real quick call from Chris in Las Vegas. What's on your mind? No, there's the music. Chris, I'm sorry. Going to have to let you go. We're closing the phone lines for the rest of the show so that Claire can talk about what she needs to talk about. We'll be back with the lady Claire after a brief station identification.
Let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.